This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Changes are coming to the GED test many take to help them get a job or get into college. This afternoon, we're going to talk about those changes. We'd like to hear from you, too. You can call us at 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can use the hashtag WVXUTalk on Twitter. Later in the hour, checking in on your gardens with a local extension agent and talking about the foods available this summer at local farmers markets. But first, joining me are Cincinnati State Assistant Director, Educational Opportunity Center, and Chief GED Examiner Mary Horan, and Assistant Regional Director of Adult Education at Gateway Community and Technical College, Martha Carledge. Good afternoon. Certainly glad to have you here today. I think we'd like to start out first with talking about how things work right now. Can you explain for folks that maybe only have a general knowledge of the GED what it is?
Sure. Basically, it's for those folks who have not had the opportunity to complete their secondary education, thus getting a high school diploma for various reasons. And it's an opportunity to allow them to complete that so they can either further their careers or to get into college, vocational training, et cetera.
And can you explain the test, Martha, a little bit about how it works and the sections involved?
Sure. The current test is the 2002 version. There is a reading section. There are 20 questions. For the practice test, they will get 33 minutes to answer those. In Kentucky, it is required to take each of the practice tests before they take the official GED test. Science, there are 25 questions, you get 40 minutes. Social studies, there are 25, you get 35. Math, there are 25 questions, you get 45 minutes. And writing is done in two parts. There is an essay they are required to write and also a multiple choice. The multiple choice, there are 25 questions, they get 38 minutes, and they are given a prompt for the essay, which they get 45 minutes to write. The official GED is twice as long.
Okay, so that's just the practice test.
That's correct.
Now, if they take the various parts, it's possible they could do well in some and not in others. What does that mean?
Well, it means that in the parts that they don't do well in, they can do a retake just for that.
But they don't have to retake the whole test?
They do not have to take the whole test again. And the highest score counts. So if they end up having a bad day that day when they took that particular section and they actually end up doing worse, the original score would be what would count. So it's always the highest score.
So do you have to take them all at once, or can you take one section today and then the next section next week, or do you always take the entire test?
We offer to our students, we used to do an all-day testing, and we found that students by the end were very tired. So we actually break ours up into 2 days, although there still is the offering to take it in 1 day. With ours, they do math and writing the first day, reading, science, and social studies the second day.
Now, saying all of this, changes are coming towards the end of the year. And right now, the way it works is, as you said, you take parts of this test and then you can take it again and again. What if you've taken part of it with these new changes? How does that all come into play as far as next year is concerned?
Those are big changes for students who have completed a part of the GED and haven't successfully completed the entire test. December 18th is the last time the test will be offered. As it is right now. January 2nd will be the start of the new test. If they haven't successfully completed the entire test, all other scores are null and void. They will start over.
And in Ohio, it's the 21st of December, which is the last day for a paper pencil test. But we can take them through the computerized test up to the 31st.
So what other changes are coming? What are these big changes that come with the new testing next year?
Well, one of the changes that I've seen, they're going from 5 tests to 4 tests. Really what they're combining are the reading and writing. It's a language arts test. In the current test, for reading science and social studies, they really have to be a good reader to be able to read the information and answer questions about it. All of the information they need is really in the passage. With the new test, what we are told is that won't necessarily be the case. They will have to have prior knowledge.
And on GEDTestingService.com, there's a pretty decent layout of what's coming. And a lot of it has to do with being able to reason and think things out. So it's not just enough to have information. You have to be able to take information, add to it, think it through, and be able to do a short answer versus just fill in a dot of a multiple choice test.
And I guess it depends on the type of learner. For some, that could be easier. For others, that could be more difficult.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about how many people take the GED. How many do you think take it in an average year in the Kentucky, Ohio area?
Well, the last number that I have that comes to my mind, which is amazing, a number comes to my mind, is 9,357 Kentuckians took it in 2010.
So it's a good number of people that do take the test.
It is.
Yeah. Well, last year alone, we gave the test to 1,650 people.
Just in your office.
Because we're the largest testing site in the state of Ohio besides the Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections, but they have multiple sites. And we're the 27th in the nation. So we give a lot of tests, and it's critical for folks who, for whatever reason, didn't get that opportunity.
Well, let's talk about that. How valuable is it to get a GED? Is it required almost for any job, or can you go on to a trade school or something like that without a diploma or a GED?
Well, I can't speak for Ohio, but in Kentucky, July 1, students without a high school diploma or GED are not able to receive financial aid if mm-hmm. they haven't completed that. Mm-hmm. So unless they're wanting to pay for college out of pocket, they have to have it for post-secondary education. The workforce, what we have seen is those students, that's why they're coming into us, because the job market's tough, and people that used to be able to get jobs without high school diplomas or GEDs, they're not getting them anymore.
That's exactly what we're seeing as well. And additionally, what we're finding is that there was a time when colleges were working on what was called ability to benefit, where you could come in and your experience and things like that had merit and you could do some trade-off. But there's been more of a movement to have some kind of bottom line way of judging where a person's starting. And so the diploma and the GED have become that tool that folks are using right now. And so colleges, like Martha was saying, colleges are not looking to take people with that. And the federal government has cracked down on the willingness to pay or help assist with financial aid for people without that paper. Even though that paper may not always be the best indication of a person's ability or the person's skills or their thinking levels, it is what we've kind of migrated to, at least for now.
Do you find that it seems a lot of folks who drop out of school without getting their high school diploma, well, certainly not all, many of them have academic issues to start with. They've had trouble in school. They haven't done well in school. Is it difficult to get them ready for taking the GED to prepare for that?
Well, I think it's difficult if you have a learning difficulty because you're trying to learn something new. And a lot of people have the misconception of, well, I'll drop out of high school and I'll just get my GED. It's a tough test. So absolutely, someone with learning difficulties, it may take them longer. Not that it's not attainable, but I would definitely say a little harder, maybe.
One of the things we find often is the fact that our folks come in that it's not that they're not capable, it's that they got behind. And once they got behind, it just went like a roller coaster. It went right downhill. And they never got caught up, let alone get back on track. And so what happens is we usually have to start at a much more elementary level. we get their times tables down. We learn basic sentence structure, those kinds of things that then allows them to move right ahead. And once they get some of those basics down, they're generally able to accelerate very quickly and do quite a good job.
We're talking about the GED today. If you have a question, 513-419-7100. Let's talk about the GED itself. And can you just go back and get your high school diploma again, or is that even possible? I mean, is GED your only option if you've dropped out of high school?
I think for most people, GED is the only option, generally speaking, because people are older when they make that decision. I am unaware in Kentucky of a high school that you can go back to when you're 23 years old. and that's when a lot of people decide, I need to do something.
Well, at Cincinnati State, we have a program specifically working with young adults. And we have partnered with Great Oaks and in a program they call Gateway to Success. And we're able to help them get a high school diploma from their original high school. If the high school is agreeable, we get a transcript, we walk them through all of that. Additionally, we have had some situations where older adults have come in and the high school has been willing to assist them in obtaining their high school diploma from their high school. With the opportunity of them also being prepared to take those, we have Ohio graduation tests, which are the final tests in Ohio. And so they have to be prepared to take that and move on. Additionally, Cincinnati State, realizing that we did have this population of folks, especially younger adults, who were coming through our door rapidly and a lot, we opened up a STEM academy. So we actually have a full-blown high school, charter school, on site now to help with that population as well.
And how much does it cost to take the test?
It's $60 in Kentucky.
It's $40 in Ohio.
Very good. And I believe we have one call that's ready to go here before we run out of time. Jennifer, did you have a question?
Yes, I was just wondering what accommodations would be available on the GED for either individuals under the age of 21 that would still be covered by IDEA or over the age of 21 that would be covered by Americans with Disabilities Act.
Well, there are two kinds of accommodations. One is something that, as the chief examiner, I can deal with at the test itself with an individual. Such as I had a young lady ask today. She has a small visual impairment. She needs to have a magnifying glass. We can do that on site. Doesn't require additional paperwork. It doesn't require any additional rigmarole or diagnosis or anything like that. However, if there is a more significant situation, such as a learning disability, where the person's been on an IEP through their high school years, we would recommend that they file the paperwork with the state of Ohio. They then take a look at all the paperwork and they can make certain accommodations like extended time, one test at a time, additional resources that could be made available to the individual.
Jennifer, does that answer your question? Thank you.
Would they be allowed to have a reader if they had a learning disability that prevented them from being able to read the material themselves?
Yes, ma'am, that would be possible, and that would be one of those things that would be asked for when the paperwork is filed with the state.
Thank you so much for your call.
We
certainly appreciate it. And thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate it. We've been talking about changes to the GED test. My guests were Cincinnati State Assistant Director, Educational Opportunity Center, and Chief GED Examiner Mary Horan, and Assistant Regional Director of Adult Education at Gateway Community and Technical College, Martha Carledge. Next, we'll be talking about your lawn and garden. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.